When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Just remind you what's coming up. 4 o'clock, we have Baldy. Sometime between 4 and, 5:30, Jalen Hurts will speak. We'll bring you that. If A.J. Brown says anything, we will bring you that as well. And we'll be giving Creed tickets away at 4:30, though you will have to sing for them. Man, that Steelers game is going to be so huge this Sunday. But we are the official show of the Philadelphia Flyers here in Philadelphia. Nobody brings you more Flyers talk than this show. And we do it with Flyers and 50 with our guy Broads, Hunter Brody.
Broads!
You must be fired out, Broads.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Spike?
What?
How's everybody doing today?
Wow. Said hi to me. Wow.
You seem a little fired up there, Broads.
Yeah.
Well, listen, this team is the only team with their head on straight in the city right now, so it's a good feeling. One thing I'm focused on, truth be told, is keeping Mitch Kopf away from Howard Eskin and the Players Lounge. Okay.
Wow, that's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, no Mitch Kopf Players Lounge, no Mitch Kopf Show or Players Lounge. We gotta keep him out of the eye of the storm. However, Broads, yeah, Sixers 1-4-5.
No.
All right. Okay.
Get real.
All right. Are you?
Well, hold on. What? I'm not finished yet.
We haven't even started yet.
Yeah. It starts when we say it starts. Okay.
Whatever. I want this segment to be longer. It's so disrespected.
Listen, bros. You keep fighting for those minutes, man. You keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Broads. Okay. Do you want it to be 50 or zero? What are we doing here?
Uh-oh.
Well, it could be, I don't know, like 7 minutes.
No, you're out of your mind. Hit the thing, Jack. Don't worry.
Flyers in 50 minutes with Hunter Brody.
Wait a minute.
Whoa! Who did that?
Get out of here.
Where do I begin? I have so much time.
You don't.
I can actually slow myself down here. So I may take this nice, long, methodical approach of looking at this fantastic hockey team, Ike. And I know you appreciate this.
I do.
But let me tell you something. Matvei Michkov is such a legend that he's signing water bottles after he gets kicked out of a game and saying what's up to the fans. I mean, that's absurd. He's also potting 27 points in 27 games, 3 assists against Florida, 2 of those coming to Owen Tippett in 25 seconds. What? That's disgusting. Then he's scores two goals in the first period against the Boston Bruins. Now, did they unfortunately get away with, maybe having some failures in those games? Maybe. But it doesn't matter that they ruined a big lead late, because Mitch Kopf is a star, and that's what this season's all about. And then you see last night
what
against
the
Columbus.
Horn?
You're on the road. Hey, how about you turn your mic off again, please? I'm going. Turn that mic off, Jack. I don't want him speaking during my segment. Travis Konecny is scoring goals nonstop. Owen Tippett is just a beautiful
I have the mic button, too.
To score goals at will. Drysdale, welcome back to the lineup, my guy. You are playing some good quality minutes.
I'm talking. I want to talk.
All right, go ahead. What do you got? Is
this no, I wanted to hit the home run.
Oh, good, good. Keep it up. I can keep going. I know John Tortorella benched some guys when we were still in the thick of trying to win some games, and some Flyers fans didn't necessarily like it. I didn't like it either, but I like the way this team bounced back yesterday in Columbus to snag 2 points, make a statement, and keep this thing rolling. Mitch Kopf is a star, damn it! He's a star!
This was an insurrection is what happened right here. In that,
I don't even know what that word means.
I never approved 50 minutes. I was begging for the horn, which came at 3 minutes or something. What is going on? All for a team that is in the 1 point out of the playoffs? What are we doing here?
Do not disrespect this team.
Okay. It's pretty exciting. I have to be honest. We all said this at the beginning of the year, that if the excitement that having a young star like Mitch Kopf could bring, if he lives up to the hype, which he has done so far, is something that I think the Flyers have missed for a while. And what they needed, aside from in the playoffs, is people to have some real hope. Mm-hmm. And it just seems like Mitch Kopf is living up to what we had hoped. And it can give you real hope for the franchise.
I gotta be honest. Better than I expected him to be.
Really?
I mean, this early in the season.
What's he, 20? Is he 20 or 19?
He was 19 and just turned 20. But, Ike, I mean, that means you're questioning my hockey knowledge.
No.
You know, since we drafted him. So what are we doing here? I thought we were on the same team.
No, we are. And I am not questioning your hockey knowledge. But what I am questioning, Broads, is the overall excitement that the fan base can get about a young player before he actually does something. So I sort of lowered my expectations, even though I was hearing all these positive things. But it made me intrigued about him this year. And like I said, he's already, to me, he surpassed it. You're talking about game-winning goals, what he does in overtime. I mean, coming back from being benched, overcoming that adversity from Tortorella. Maybe we do have something here. Maybe we do have something here to get excited about. Now, I don't really like the number 39, but you know what? When you're good, you can make any number look good.
That's right. Yeah, Russians could do whatever they want when they light the lamp like this. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I know he's better than Jared McCain. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, 10 times. Took a shot at Jared McCain.
Well, I like McCain, but, you know, I got to keep this Flyers-Sixers rivalry going a little bit.
Well, there's only one side of this that cares about the rivalry, and it's you little the maggots that
the
are
Flyers.
Flyers fans are so mad at basketball all the time. I can't figure out why. You know what I think, Broads? I think one day for Flyers in 50, you come into the studio, and we have an official truce between Sixers fans and Flyers fans. So we're all Philadelphians. Well, Flyers fans, South Jerseyans, and Northeast people.
Oh, but
you know what I mean. And Delco, all Philadelphians. I think we have the Flyers-Sixers truce here on the show at some point.
Wow. I actually love that idea. And I'll talk to my people. You can talk to your people, and we can see if we can make this work.
All right. Okay, Broads, when are you on the air again?
So I've been filling in for John Johnson this whole week. So I've been doing snack of the night. Last night was my first.
riveting content there.
Snack of the night. I went for it. But, yeah, I've been filling in for John Johnson overnights this week, and it's been a blast. So I'll be on this morning, tomorrow morning, I guess, 2 to 6 a.m.
Well, now, wait. When you fill in for John Johnson, do you have to take one of those little special
blue chew
you start?
Hardest wood I had ever touched.
You know, John does the whole show on blue chew.
People have been calling for that. They said to check the drawers and see if they can pop one and talk Flyers hockey.
That's, you know, it's good. That
you know, something I thought about.
Well, we do have this high, you know, counter here in the air studio. So if you're standing, you're clear. So.
Oh,
Holy cow.
You know where to go from here.
All right. Over. Well, yeah. All right, Broads, you can check Broads out in the overnight. And if you get up early before the WIP morning show, you can hear him then. And you can follow him on Twitter at Broads81. Good job, Broads.
Appreciate it, brother.
Now, everyone complains about, I want a little message to our Flyers fan friends and listeners of the show.
Yes, Flyers family.
I'm gonna pull back the curtain a little bit. It's Flyers in 50. That was 9 minutes. It was 9 minutes.
And it was an inside job.
Yes. Well, that part I'm going to talk to you guys afterwards. And
well,
battle.
I got nothing to do with it.
I never do. Yes.
Well, Ike was thrilled.
Yes,
are you
exactly,
kidding me?
Well, I knew it would be. That's why I told.
This guy over here, Mr. Flyer over here, Mr. Pucks, Ikey Pucks, the Twitter question
hey,
today.
Man, recognize we got a winner in town.
Yeah,
man.
We sure do. Well, a win sometimes, but Michkov is a winner. I'll tell you that. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, the official sponsor of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League. Start your holiday shopping at Mark's-Jewelers.com. Do you want the Eagles to change their offense after the AJ comments? Throw more or no, stick with running. 67% say stick with the run game and 33% say throw more. I don't think anyone who is saying to throw more is saying to not
all
have
of a
this
sudden,
be.
Yeah,
I think we all agree this should be a run-focused offense. And something that we've stumbled upon, just I think as we've been talking it through, is the amount of pass plays they call compared to the amount of pass plays that actually end in passes is a different number. And when you consider the sacks, a lot of time is him holding the ball too long, him escaping the pocket maybe early and scrambling. So there are probably a lot more pass plays there where there are throws open that he could make that maybe have the number with him throwing it 26 times or 27 times rather than the 18 or 20 that we've seen over the last several games.
Yeah, and there's no way that they don't see this on film.
They have to.
Yeah. There's no way they don't see this on film. Everybody else sees it. They see it.
Yeah, I always say that with football. If I can see it. You know what I mean? If I can see it, there's no way they don't see it. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly. Ike, you're on WIP.
Yo, what's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Ain't nothing. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yo, so here's the thing, man. With the whole AJ thing and Jalen, I don't need them to throw it, like, not run the ball more. I just need them to make the throws that's there. Mm-hmm. They call enough pass plays. The problem is he's not pulling the trigger when it's there. That's the issue.
Yeah.
I don't even think he was mad. Like, sometimes I hear a lot of people sitting there talk about, oh, he a diva and he want the ball, this, that, and the third. No, they calling the plays. They run in the plays the way it's supposed to be. They're open. The one thing that's not working is he's not pulling
the quarterback throwing the ball. Yeah,
that's it. Yep. It ain't even throwing bad passes. Some reason he ain't pulling the trigger. And I was telling Joe and them this morning, like, yo, I think it go back to that Atlanta game when Devontae didn't run across in the end zone, didn't run across the safety Bates' face, and he threw it thinking Devontae was going to be there and he threw an interception in the end zone. And I think that was part of the reason of the turning the ball over.
You mean the
so
Saints
much.
Game?
Yeah, I thought that was Atlanta at home that he did.
Did he throw an interception against Atlanta?
Yeah, in that final drive, he threw the interception.
He's talking about one in the end zone.
Oh, yeah, I don't think so.
I'll take that back. No, you're right, because that was Tyron Matthew.
Yeah, it's Matthew, right? Yeah, it was a Saints game. Yeah. I knew what you were talking about, though. I knew what you were saying, yeah.
And I'm sitting there like, yo, but you can't. Quarterbacks throw interceptions, man.
It happens, yes.
It's your fault.
Yep.
Like, as long as you doing, you know how y'all be like, in a turnover worthy plays?
Right.
That's not a turnover worthy play to me. That's a timing play that ain't on you. You can't think like that, man. You got to kind of be like J.J. Redick. You got to keep taking a shot.
You got to let it go, man. No, seriously, you do.
You got to, that's, and I think that's the issue that the receivers, because it ain't just A.J. My man Mike Skelsky put it up there. If you be in the locker, this is what he wrote. Y'all co-worker, he said, if you look, be in the locker room, Devontae be frustrated too.
Right.
Now, he may not have voiced it, but just like y'all said, people saying, AJ, it might have been good that BG put that out there. Who knows that they...
Oh, yeah, AJ is speaking. Yeah, AJ speaking for everybody in the damn passing game.
Oh, yeah, because I seen Dallas Goedert be pissed too.
Yep. Yep.
So, I'm just tired of everybody always saying it's a diva thing.
Yeah.
To get the ball 15 times. Because I've seen him just as happy when Devontae scored a touchdown. I've seen him happy when Saquon scored a touchdown.
I agree.
So I agree.
I don't think it has anything to do with being a diva also. I really don't. I think it's they've accepted that they're going to get limited opportunities, but it's frustration when those limited opportunities are available and you don't take advantage of it. Like it's like, okay, it's one thing you want me to, we're going to throw the ball just 20 times, 25 times a game. All right. But when the plays are there, you got to connect on the plays. You got to at least throw the football to give me an opportunity. If you want me to continue to go out here and block and do what I'm supposed to do as a teammate, then you got to feed me a little bit too. And we can't ask to have these caliber of players and then be upset when they want the football. Like, when you're that good, you're going to want the football. And yes, you're just going to want the ball.
By the way, when we compare him, whether you compare him to Josh Allen or Jared Goff or Lamar Jackson, whatever, and everybody says, well, they don't have 35 pass attempts. And most times you're right. The difference is like a typical Goff line, you'll look at it and it'll be 21 of 25 for 263 yards and two touchdowns. And our lines don't look like that. So what they're doing a better job of is making those limited attempts count in a way that I don't think we've done with our passing game here. So,
and I'll say this again. This isn't AJ after one game, in my opinion. This is AJ after several games where he finally said, you know what, you ask me about what we can improve upon or what needs to be worked on. I forget the way Elliot phrased the question, but he told you passing, which is exactly what everyone else is thinking.
Right. We've been thinking for games.
Exactly,
now.
Yes.
215-592-9494, Bobby in Fishtown. You're on WIP. What's up, Bobby?
How's it going, fellas?
Yes.
What's up, Bobby?
Like I said, keep running the ball, but you can pass it a little more. There ain't nothing wrong with passing it. You know, you had a bad day. So just practice when you're throwing and just try it out next week with the Pittsburgh.
Yeah. What do you think of that, Ike?
I was really trying to repeat it, but...
Well, Bobby, I think you have a good point. Are you saying they should pass it or run it, though?
I'd say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Keep running it.
But sometimes...
Let Saquon get his record.
Yeah.
Not Saquon.
Throw it a little bit more, you know?
So you're saying they should run it, but at times they should pass it.
Yeah.
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 Bobby, what have you been up to today, man?
If he's having a good day on passing it, then
keep going.
You know, you have your off days, and last week he definitely had an off day.
Were you off today, Bobby?
Yeah.
Okay. Tell you're enjoying your day off today.
What are you doing today? What are you doing on your day off here, Bobby?
Right now, I'm just sitting in my truck.
Whoa.
Oh, Lord.
No, maybe not. Well, you could sit there. Yeah. Just leave the keys in the house.
You got the radio on and everything.
Yep.
I'm just sitting out in front of the house listening to you guys.
There you go.
I don't want to go in yet. The old ball and chain is in there, ain't she?
Yeah.
You ain't ready to go in there yet. I know it.
Yeah.
I know it. The same Stouffer's TV dinner waiting on you. You mad as hell. You're like, man, damn this, man.
Hey, it happens.
Ain't no game on tonight or nothing. Like, yeah, you got nothing.
Yeah, might as well just sit in the car.
You know you're forced to watch movie night tonight. You know that's what you're really forced to do. Yep.
You know that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know, you might get lucky tonight, though, Bobby.
I'm in my 50s, so that would be great.
Yeah. Okay, it's called a big dose of D.
Yeah.
Right, stay alert, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and I don't want you to turn the key in that, no ignition. Keep it away from the ignition. All right?
I'm already parked. I'm in the city, so.
My guy.
That parking is so bad. So
yeah, Fishtown parking sucks.
They still make cars with ignitions.
You rather than a button?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, they don't make them anymore. Yeah, but they still exist.
Yeah. All right, Bobby. Thank you, man. Be safe.
Yeah, that's the better way of putting it. Safe, those cars do still exist, but you're right. They don't make them anymore.
There's a guy on my street who every morning when I'm taking a walk and in the evening is sitting in his car, in his driveway, smoking cigarettes, listening to whatever.
She won't let him smoke in the house.
Yep.
Yeah.
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
I miss the turnkey ignition. There's something about it. I don't like that. I'm not a big...
What do you know about turning a key?
My car's turnkey.
No, I mean, he's 20.
But that was cars, man. That was like when you didn't know it was going to turn on or not. That's exhilarating.
I like the feeling when you turn the key. It feels like you're doing something as opposed to pressing the button.
You jam it in there, twist it. That's a car.
Yeah.
There's nonsense where it's press the button and start. That's not exhilarating at all.
No. I think I'm going to go home. When I get home tonight,
that engine.
Yeah.
Growl.
I think when I get home tonight, and I wouldn't recommend, cigarettes are bad for you, but I think, and I don't smoke.
Yes, I would imagine.
I don't smoke, but I think I'm going to get home, and before I go in the house,
sit in the driveway.
I'm going to sit in the driveway, listen to music, and smoke a cigarette.
Yeah. Sit there. You come in that house smelling like a cigarette, Val's going to kill you.
Dude, she will look at me like I'm insane. Like I'm insane. Brian, we have Baldy with us every Wednesday. A big, very, very big 4 o'clock plus hour coming on the show. Baldy joins us at 4. Jalen speaks at some point between 4:15 and 5:30. We will bring that to you live when Jalen talks. We will bring to you any sound if AJ talks in the locker room. And we have a pair of Creed tickets to give away at 4:30 for July 12th at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion.
Our practice was awkward today.
You think?
They didn't get this out of the way yesterday. It probably was awkward today.
BG hanging out and greeting everybody up front.
You think his key card worked?
Yeah. High-fiving everybody as they go on the practice field. Like, go get them, boys.
Yeah. You think AJ walked past and gave him a little tap?
Well, I don't know about that one. Yeah. I don't know how that might have worked. I don't know, man.
Baldy joins us next. But the Brandon Graham show on Monday, I joked about it, is going to be the most listened to Brandon Graham show in the history of this radio station. I can tell you, everyone's going to be tuning in.
We won't be breaking at 5:57.
No. You noticed? There's Jack noticing. All right, Baldy's next. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.